Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, it is actually really, really important, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to anytime I go live or I upload any brand new content. And a lot of people are probably asking, why are you concentrating? Why are you plugging the YouTube channel so much? Well, if I'm just being honest, I'm trying to build this studio here. I know you guys have been hearing me talk about this studio for quite some time, and I'm trying to get it built, but I do need some funds. And that's why that I've been pushing the YouTube channel, because whenever I do my nightly live streams, I know I didn't do one tonight, and I will get into why I did not do one last night. And it's going to be really, really good. So you guys are going to want to tune in for that. But go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that bell button, like always. And if you want to be able to follow me anywhere online, just go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuddle.net. So the reason I did not do a live stream last night, and I'm just going to be honest, like I'm completely done with this person. Because, like, you know, I'm a very, very loyal person. And it just seems like everything in my life, I care about something more than something cares about me. And what I say about something, I'm talking about radio. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about friends. I'm just talking about everybody in normal, everyday life that I put in more than what I actually get back. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, Tuttle, you know, you shouldn't expect things back. That's not how it works. No. It kind of is how it works. Because, you know, I was raised as a person to just have common courtesy for people. I'll give an example. I don't even care if the person is younger than me. I always say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. It's just a sign of respect. You want to know why? Because even though my dad is dead, my dad is not even a corpse. My dad is a bunch of ashes. I'm still afraid of my dad smacking me in the back of the head for not just having the common courtesy to be polite. And I'm going to get into it, because my and I will wrap this all up into one tiny, nice little bow for everybody. Ooh, see, that's a little bit of a Freudian slip there, because the chick that I'm about to talk about, her twin flame is by the name of Beau. Fuck Beau. Bo can suck my dick. And I know that Bo is younger than me. But Bo, if you want to get some, you know where to find me. Like, seriously. Did I pay you any attention when you came knocking like a police officer at the door when I was hanging out with the chick that you don't seem like you wanted to have anything to do with until You saw my shitty-ass PT Cruiser sitting out front? Yeah, Bo. Suck my dick. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Suck my dick, Bo. Tonight, like, I don't know if you guys understand this. Like, even though I'm unemployed right now and I'm doing my radio podcasts or my live streams every single night, which I didn't do tonight because of this person that I'm about to talk about. And I'm not even going to mention her by name because I am being a great guy like I always am. But being a great guy does not get you, it doesn't get you anything. Like, if you're a younger person, a younger guy right now, I just want to let you know, it does not pay to be the good guy. It just doesn't. Because being the good guy, you know what it gets you? It gets you a kick right square in the nutsack. Because I'll get into what ended up happening to me tonight. So, all right. So let me just start off and tell you about my day to tell you how hectic it was for me to be able to get all of this stuff to be able to happen, to be able to go see this person that I do care about, which I don't right now. I really don't give a fuck about, if I'm being honest. I really, really don't. And I don't want to hear the excuse of me being over dramatic, because guess what? I got that response today. I got that response of, hey, you're being over dramatic. You know what? If you claim to be an empath, you claim to be one of those astrological type people, and you're an empath, you would never in a million years to say to somebody's face that you're being over dramatic. And I'll give you a prime example, okay? I work out all day long. I work out all day long. I do my running. I've been doing about over 10 miles of walking and running throughout the day. I get back from my second run of the day. My mom's trying to go to the store. And my mom taught me how to drive on a stick shift. And if I can tell you, anybody, it is a big thing. It's like being bilingual, in my opinion. It's just as important to be able to learn and know how to drive a stick shift car, a manual stick shift car, instead of an automatic. It is. Do you realize that stick shift auto or manual cars are the least stolen cars out of all the cars that are stolen in the United States, because car thieves don't know how to drive manual stick shift cars? It's the God honest truth. So I come home, my mom, who taught me how to drive a stick shift, could not get the car in reverse. You know what I did? I even though I knew that I had an interview coming up at 4:15, which is going to be in the second break with Amy Sinha, who is my voiceover producer / production talent, along with Josh Kale. She's going to be on. If you want me to be honest, Amy Sinha would never have done this to me before. Amy Sinha would never in a million years do what happened to me tonight. I got a call around maybe 1 o'clock from the nurse chick, the nurse that I've gone out with a couple of times. And I'm being nice by not saying her name, but I went out. She wanted me to come see her. Originally, she had asked me, hey, do you want us to come to you? And I was like, no, I was being nice. I'll come to you. Well, guess what? Coming to her was all the way up in Flagler County. From Volusia County. In Flagler, Palm Coast. I drove all the way from Oak Hill, which is as far south in Volusia County that you can get. So basically, I had to drive through all the way through Volusia County and all the way through Flagler County just to be able to go and meet this person that I've had a lot of feelings for. But that's done with. That is completely done with. It is. Because she ended up getting dinner, went to Outback Steakhouse. I've been eating healthy. Told her to get me a salad and some steak to be able to put on the salad. That's what I ended up eating. And then all of a sudden, oh, I got to go get ready. Got to go get ready. Am I missing something here? Like seriously, am I really missing something here? And she had to go see another guy. And you know what? I'm not going to mention her name, but I'll mention his name, Colin. Got to go meet Colin. Hello? 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 Why did I just drive two full counties to come see you and hang out with you and just get to talk to you for 30 minutes? Yeah, that's all I got. 30 minutes for her just to go around and see another dude. I'm sorry. Like, I know that I'm probably sounding like a really, really big bitch, but with all the stuff that's been going on in my life, I took my mom to the store so she could shop, came back, did an interview with Amy Sinha, which, you know, the funny thing is somebody that I absolutely adore, somebody that I talk to every single day for at least a couple of hours every single day. And guess what? It's funny that the woman that is not even in the same hemisphere as me actually has the common courtesy to not just fuck with my heart, to fuck with my feelings. And for you to claim to be an empath, for you to claim to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes, for you to pull what you pulled on me today is absolutely unfucking acceptable. And I know a lot of people are going to look at me as I'm being a bitch or whatever. No, sorry. No, I am done, like, making excuses. Because you want to know what I do? You don't want to know what I do because of my childhood trauma of me being sexually abused as a kid. And it wasn't done by my mom or my father, but it was somebody in my family. I always make excuses for other people's actions because that's what people do that have gone through trauma in their lives. Ones that have been taken advantage of, ones that just want to be accepted like myself. And for you to do what you did to me tonight is completely, completely unacceptable. And I'm sure that this is going to cause you to never want to talk to me again. But if you really, really do have ever, ever cared about me just as a friend, then you'll still reach out to me. But at this point, I'm done with it. I really, really am done with it. Like, I could go back through and through the archives of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and I'm sure that this is like number 5 or number 6 time that I've talked about this person completely disrespecting me. And I keep going back because I'm just a glutton for punishment. Because once again, back to the trauma that I've dealt with through my childhood, I'm a people pleaser. Like, I am. I put other people's feelings ahead of my own well-being. And you know what? It makes me look like a goddamn, like, piece of shit, just pathetic loser. And I'm done. I'm done with that. Like, the old Tuttle, the one that drank himself to sleep every single night, the Tuttle that would take every single pill or drug that anybody wanted to give them, I'm not that person anymore. I actually have pride in myself. And I've let this go on for way, way too long, and I'm done with it. I really, really, really am done with it. And I've really, like, been a cool person by not mentioning your name, but I'm sure you're going to listen to this. I'm sure you're going to hate me, and you have no right to hate me at all, because I've been there for you through the really, really bad times. You've been there for me in my bad times as well, too, but what you pulled tonight was completely unacceptable. There is so much stuff that I could have done. I could have been helping out my mom. I see, I'm still used to saying parents, because I don't even have both parents anymore. I got a parent. I don't have parents anymore. But what the F did you think you were doing tonight? I am blown away just from the complete, absolute disrespect that this person showed me. And I don't even know if it's even fixable. But if you've ever given a fuck about me, then you'll at least try. Because if you don't, then it's just going to show me exactly the type of person you are. And I'll leave it at that. I will absolutely leave it at that. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes with the one and only Amy Sinha. Somebody that actually does care about me. And that's right after the break. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with 2 D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. My next guest that I got on the line, you know her because she's become almost a voice of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, the one and only Amy Sinha. Did I get the right? Is it Sinha? Or Sinha?
You did. You finally got it right after all these months. Well done.
Is it Sinha or Sinha?
It Sinha. Well, it's actually
first
Sinha.
Or second?
It's Sinha.
Sinha.
than huh.
So I got to go with the huh at the end. So it's Emmy.
You might not want to emphasize it, but yeah, well done.
So on the line with me right now is Emmy Sinha. On the line, I'm just messing with you. No, the reason I wanted to have you on now, before we get into the conversation, let everybody know you are a voiceover like wizard, like you are a great voiceover person. If people want to hire you or pick you up and have you voice over something for them, where can they contact you at?
Oh, well, they can ask you, Tuttle.
No, it's AmySinhaVoice.com. I'm sorry. It's AmySinhaVoice.com.
It's AmySinha.com. So www.AmySinha.com.
I'm sorry. Yep. Well, I mean, if you're not going to, rep your own self, then I'm going to say it and I'm going to get it wrong. And then you're going to have to correct me. So. what I wanted to get into is we've been talking about this because we do talk every single day. And we were talking about Emma Raducanu, who is the 18-year-old that just won the U.S. Open. And I was talking about her. I was worried. Is she going to let the fame go to her head? Is she going to do all this stuff? You know, good looking 18-year-old girl. And then we got into a conversation. I don't even know how it was because I was exercising earlier when we were talking. But how did we get into the double standard type deal?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you were going on about Serena and Venus Williams having muscle on their arms and their thighs. And I was like, well, they're a little bit too muscular. And I think Emma looks great because she's really pretty.
Can I ask though? Like, I mean, women are wanting to be treated as equals, right? Mm. Okay, so I don't understand. Like, if you're in a sport and you're too muscular, like, how is that a downfall though? Like, I mean, when did the sport become about looks and not about what you do on the tennis court?
No, it is about the sport, but you know that then everything boils down to the way you look with everything. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, Venus and Serena have a lot of flack for being so muscular and looking so manly, did they not?
Wait, see, now you're going way overboard. Like you're using words like manly now when it comes to describing Serena and Venus Williams. Like, I'm not trying to like stir up a bunch of stuff, but I mean, like, isn't this a big double standard though? Like, you know, like when it comes to the men's tennis, I know, like, I mean, do you think Roger Federer is a good looking guy?
I do.
What about Rafael Nadal?
Absolutely. Yep.
What about Novak Djokovic?
Okay.
He's a little nerdy. See, there is where the double standard comes in between men and women. Because if a man would have said the same thing that you just said, we would have been completely, oh, you're being such a sexist. You're being such a chauvinist.
I don't think he would have been, you know that. I don't think. And I think you're like that all the time. Men, not you, obviously. I think men are like that all the time.
Wait, I'm not a man? I'm not a man? I mean, that's basically what you just said. You just said men, obviously not you. I mean, you did just say that, right?
I meant other men. I'm saying not you specifically.
Great backpedaling, by the way.
Men in general, they look at women and it doesn't matter what field they're in. You could be on the news, you could be a weather girl, you could be in the sports and you'd still judge them by their appearance. That you would say the Olympics, oh my God, that's amazing. Hang on a minute. Tuttle, didn't you actually post something on your Instagram?
About the discus. Yeah. But I mean, I'm a man. Men are more visual. And to be able to hear a woman like yourself say something about being feminine and looking down on the Williams sister because they're too masculine.
I didn't look down at them. I just said that they look masculine. And to me, I just think it's a little, you know, I think they're a little too muscular, but that's my opinion. Well, it is my opinion. And it is.
It is your opinion. Look, I'm an American. I'm not like the Brits. I'm not like the Canadians that are all going to be like, oh, shame, because you said that. Like, I'm glad that you're giving me your opinion. I'm just saying, though, that there is a double standard, though. If a guy would say something like that, they would be all over the guys. Like, there is a double standard because you're a female.
No, hang on. So how would you say that, what I just said, and relate it to a woman then?
I would just say, I wouldn't even bring up looks. Even though that I did say for the longest time, and I will admit this when we were talking about it, I said Emma Raducanu was like, I was like, does she have herpes on her lip? Like, I brought that up quite a few times, and you were like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't bring that up. I was just like, no, I'm bringing up a great point. Well, come to find out, she just split her lip from being hit in the mouth by a tennis ball. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I was judging her. So, I mean, we all do that. But I also think that women would be a little bit more understanding. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, well, it's just, I don't know. You know, I think you should embrace who you are. And okay, if that's the way that they want their body to look, then you know, that's fine. But I guess, I don't know. To me, I think women should, well, not, okay, this is, again, this is me because I'm really a girly girl. So, like, I like, you know, I like looking a nice way. I mean, not I'm not saying that that's not a nice way to look. But I just think that you can have everything. I don't think that muscle is everything. Everyone wants to have, like, be toned, and toning is fine. But then, like, men, you want to go to the gym and you want to work out. I know so many bodybuilders. I mean, they can't get big enough, but they're taking, like, supplements and they're taking steroids to help them. So are you telling me that the Williams sisters got like that just from training?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, for one, once again, I'm not trying to stereotype, but if you look at most African-American women, they are built differently than other races, though. They are. Like, I mean, they have bigger thighs, bigger glutes. They have bigger thighs and just hips altogether. So what I'm trying to say is that you can't like judge them on their genetics and say they're not feminine.
No, I'm not talking about, I know, but besides from them in particular, but they do look different from when they started to, you know, when they were at their peak.
Do you look different than what you did when you were like in your early 20s?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I mean, then you're a lucky person then.
No, I know. I know people change. I'm not saying that they don't. And the Williams sisters were just an example. But I'm just saying women in general, they feel like now.
But you also got to remember that women are earlier developers than men. Men are late developers compared to women. Women develop quicker than men do. And a lot of people forget about that.
No, you're right. But there are double standards. You are right, but I think that women now are just as bad as men. So women can be very superficial. I mean, I told you I was watching Married at First Sight, and the women were actually quite awful, you know, and the men were just like, oh, these women.
Oh, women are the worst sometimes.
Yeah,
though,
I was quite surprised. I was like, my gosh, you're really judging them, and you've just met them. You don't even know them. And the men were just really lovely going, oh, I can't wait, and she looks so beautiful. And the women was like, they're not what I ordered.
See, it's gone in one direction, and not to quote, you know, the national band of the United Kingdom, where you're from, in Wales, which I don't understand that. Wales is a completely different country than the United Kingdom. Well, the United Kingdom.
I'm glad you got that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I'm trying to say is One Direction. It is a One Direction type thing. Because, like, if guys had the same type of opinion that you have, we would be labeled as male chauvinistic pigs. We would.
I don't think you would, though. I don't think you would. Because how is that?
Well, because guys can't tell women that they look nice without being worried that it's going to make them look like sexual predator.
What, just by that one comment? What, you look nice?
Yeah, you can't do that in a office setting in the United States. You cannot tell a woman that she looks nice or you look great today or you look beautiful.
But why can't you?
You just can't, because that is against just the way that are just like human standards, like HR has gone now. You just can't make those type of comments. You can't.
You know, I think that's just really sad. I think that's gone a really sad direction that's gone into, because I think it's really nice to say to people, you look great today, or I like your hair, or I like your outfit. And I think the same goes with men. Oh, you look really smart. And it really, you know, it perks people up and it makes them feel that they've actually taken the time to look good and people are noticing. And I think it's a depressing state that we clearly live in, that you're saying that people take offense to somebody saying a positive comment in their direction. That's how I see it.
Okay. Well, listen, Amy, I wish that I had way, way more time. You know that I've had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Once again, tell people if they want to hire you for your voiceover talent, your golden, just God-given talent of a voice that was given upon you, how can people hire you or check you out?
Well, you can find me at www.amysinha.com, or you can find me on social media. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. Come say hi. I would love that. Hey, I love meeting people. So, yeah.
Can I give you just a little bit of a hint? You don't have to say www anymore.
Do I not? Are you sure?
No, you don't. If you just type in Amy Sinha voice or Amy Sinha, it's Sinha. Sinha,
yeah.
It'll work. AmySinha.com is gonna work, even if you put the www in front of it or not. I'm just letting you know that.
That's okay. I'm just really old fashioned, you know me. Oh, archaic. But okay, I'm getting into the story. You're moving me into the real world that is the modern world.
No. I'm not trying to be a dick or be rude or anything. I'm just saying, like, all you gotta do is, like, people like it to be simplified.
Oh, okay. AmySinha.com.
Yeah, Amy Sinha. And spell that for people. AmySinha.com, correct?
Well done. That was amazing.
Bravo. Yes. Whoops-a-daisy. Yeah. Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy. Oh, see, you sound cute. Aw.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Amy, it was a pleasure as always speaking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I don't even know where I am right now. Like, I am here. You know, this is how much of a hopeless romantic that I am. Like, I just show up when a woman tells me to hang out. Like, I don't know. The Queen of the South is here with me. How are you, Queen of the South?
I'm doing fine today. How about you, Tuttle?
I'm doing wonderful. So, where are we at anyways? Like, I mean, you don't have to give an exact address, but, like, I'm up in Palm Coast type area, right? Am I in Bunnell? Am I in Palatka? Like, where am I at?
We're in Palm Coast, Florida, in my new home with the swimming pool and the pee section.
Oh, you got the cement pond. We got the cement pond out in the back. That's what we're doing. I see that you have a scandal going on right now, and I got to tell you, love Kerry Washington. Big, big Kerry Washington fan. So, like, we just ended up having dinner. My friend Teresa ended up buying dinner, and I ended up having some steak and salad. But it was a great time, and I got to tell you, this is a little high end for you. Like, in my opinion, it's high end for me. But I mean, this is a very, very nice shindig you have here.
Oh, I couldn't be prouder of this place. All my life, been waiting on this to happen.
Now let me ask you. So, like, you did this on your own. You ain't need no man. I ain't got to have a man. I don't need no man for this.
I don't need a man for this, but I've got a good boy.
Oh, you do? Oh, is it a son? Son?
It's a son.
Oh, see, that is the dream of every Southern, like, kid, to be able to take care of their mama, right? Like, I mean, it is something that is always on a Southern, like, kid's mind. They're like, I gotta take care of mama.
That'd be my son. He's always taking care of his mama.
Well, that's good. So, what else is new with you? I'm trying to get that microphone for you so we can start getting some daily news reports from you. People loved your latest one with the guy that ended up being the... what would you call it? The guy that just discovered that women was alive and he was eating rat heads and stuff.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, no, the guy that was, like, you know, he just discovered what women were. Like, he had been living on an island all by himself and he was just eating rat heads and stuff like that.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that lived in Vietnam.
Yeah, exactly. That is the guy that I'm talking about. So, so what else? So, right now we're in Flagler. Flagler is north of Volusia County. So, you got Flagler, Volusia, Brevard. One of my newest sponsors is IanHannahHomes.com. I need to get you to do a live read for Ian Hannah Homes in the Flagler area. Would you be down for that?
Oh, I can't wait to do that for you, Tuttle.
Yeah, because, like, he is a person, you know, a realtor. But he does a lot of drone footage. So, like, he's really, really good at drone footage of houses and stuff. And he's one of my newest sponsors. And it would be great to get, like, a Flagler-specific type person that could do the live reads for IanHannahHomes.com.
That would be awesome.
All right. So, and you could be the voice of him. Because, I mean... Look, I mean, if I'm just being honest, you are the type of person that if I heard you reading an ad for IanHannahHomes.com, I'd be like, you know what? The Queen of the South is telling me that I need to use IanHannahHomes.com as a tool to be able to sell or buy a new home in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard area, but specifically the Flagler area. I think you would be perfect for it.
I love that. I love the Flagler area.
Yeah, all right. So now let me get into this. So now I want to talk about this. So what is new in the Queen of the South's life here? Any new, like, love interest, anything like that? No?
actually know one of my best friends, Mima, ended up in the hospital, and I've been seeing her through that for the last 4 weeks, and she's pulling through, and she got home yesterday.
Any like, family feuds, like, any, like, inside gossip you can give me? Like, is there, like, because in these small southern families, there's always, like, a black sheep. Is there anybody in that case, or no?
No, everything's been good on this end.
Oh, so no, like, gentlemen suitors that are coming to, like, you know, try to garner your attention or anything?
Can't say that I can.
Oh, whatever. I gotta tell you, you know what? If I wasn't so, like, infatuated with Teresa, I would be, like, I'd be showing up with, flowers and stuff for you every single day, Queen of the South.
Oh, that would be a bomb.
Whatever. See, now I feel like it's all just pathetic, you know, people feeling sorry for me. And now I feel bad about myself because the Queen of the South just basically was like, oh, that would be the bomb. And that's just the way of saying, you're a loser and you need to just move on. That's about it. I don't know.
You know that is not what I mean, Tuttle.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Anyways, it was a pleasure meeting up with you tonight. And as always, I always have a great time. And anytime you can send me news stories, people are the biggest fans of your.
Go big or go home.
Yes, big or go home. The Queen of the South reporting live for the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Go big or go home.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.